This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Yeah, it's her fault.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
I agree with that.
I've got man boobs. Jamie's pointed that out this morning. Too much of that, what's it called again?
Estrogen.
The estrogen. Yeah. Instead of testosterone.
Right.
And I told Jamie, I said, hey, it's my wife's fault. She makes me do too much laundry and too much of the housework.
Right.
And that gives you man boobs.
That's why mine are so petite, is because I don't do anything.
You don't do anything. Yeah. Men that have men boobs, that's because that's you're doing too much housework. You're doing a lady's job.
God.
Yeah.
Okay.
What causes it?
You know, I feel sorry for her. Your
who?
Wife. Your wife.
Why?
Because all you've been talking about is this Masters. So excited.
Shh. So Casey, working on the wedges, working on that short game.
I've got it on the computer here.
Here at Augusta National.
But because I've tried to talk to you like eight times about different things.
Yeah.
And you have the TV on, watching the Masters on your computer.
Huh?
Yep.
You're slowing the club speed a bit.
Definitely different ways to do it.
And you just have checked out on life.
Yeah, I'm that way at home, too, when it comes to the Masters.
Yeah.
Did you see yesterday? There's a guy they want to throw out of the tournament. He's
a golfer,
golfer. He's from Spain, I think. He peed in the creek.
Well, if you got what did they want him to do?
I don't
mean,
know.
He had to go.
Well, I'm just saying, here it is.
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then
he's telling them that he saw bathrooms at the 13th tee.
Yeah.
But he forgot. He had to pee, but he just forgot to go at that moment.
Right.
So when he got on down to the next hole, he had to go.
Yeah.
He had to go. You couldn't go back to 13. You're on 14 now.
And they won't let you get in a cart and go back, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. So he whizzed in the creek. Where else?
I completely forgot that we had those restrooms on the left of the tee box.
Okay. 13th tee.
Yes, yeah. Correct. And then I'm like, I really need to pee. Didn't really know where to go. And since JT had an issue around the green, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sneak here in the river. Probably the people would not see me that much, and then they clapped for me. Probably one of the clubs that I really got today, like, real loud, so that was kind of funny. I mean, it was not embarrassing at all for me, so
hey,
I had to do it again, I would do it again.
Put that putter away. Hey!
You need to go home and take a nap. Yeah, I don't think they're going to kick him out. If you have to pee, you have to pee, right?
I got to go. I got a story for you, though.
Oh, all right. No.
So on the course that I play, when you get to number 16, there's houses around that area. A lot of golf courses have this, right? There's guys that used to go to the restroom right there on a couple of trees that are there because you're kind of blocked out in a way. Well, there's a lady that lives in one of those condos that got fed up with it. And two guys that I was there that day. When we got to the clubhouse, these guys, they were in front of me. But when we got to the clubhouse, the police were there.
Oh!
They had gotten caught, and they were hit with indecent exposure.
No!
No. No. And this was only like 7, 8, 9 years ago. And this lady called them in. She had seen them, called the police.
Oh, come on.
Police show up at the clubhouse, and literally they are under arrest for indecent exposure on the golf course.
I can understand if it was a dookie, because that would be really annoying. But, I mean, they just peed. Right?
You don't dookie in the cup. what are you talking about? No, nobody dookies. No, I'm just saying that they whizzed on the course and they got hit.
I can understand calling the police if there was a dookie situation.
Yeah.
Because that would be nasty, yeah. Right? But they just peed. Who cares?
I think the other guys in the foursome would beat you up if you dookie situation.
What are you supposed to do?
You go to the clubhouse. You get the hell out of there.
Sometimes you can't make it.
Exactly. What if you...
Peeing's a little different, okay? So you got to go, and you don't want to go to the clubhouse. But from what I understand, they also got hit with, what is it? You're a sex offender.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because of indecent exposure.
Are they still doing that? I thought, yeah.
Yeah, they still do it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. You get labeled that all the time.
You know, because like at Chatfield, you just stand on the deck, the swim deck, and you just whiz.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those people could, like little kids and stuff.
Yeah, you can get in trouble for it. I don't know about kids. Parents might get in trouble for it. But if you're a grown adult, you can't be out on the golf course just whizzing.
I'll tell you what, being a girl sucks when you're at the golf course. I was at Mountain Gate, and I had to pee real, real bad. And you have to go deep into the woods.
Deep. Deep.
You guys just get to whip that little sucker out. I said little.
But a lot of those courses that are in town, you don't have that opportunity. There are no deep in the woods.
Yeah.
Because there's no woods.
Right. That's
you got
true.
A little tree here and there, and that's how you you get caught in that situation, I guess.
But this guy had to pee. He was laughing, and it didn't sound like it was that serious.
Well, I didn't see any video.
Yeah, well,
of him standing there, you know, with his back to you and the creek in front of him, and you know that thing. So I don't think anybody really saw him do it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a couple of people, but that was it.
Well, it's the Masters this weekend. BJ's very excited. It's where they win a coat or something.
Well, it's a big it's a big deal because my first golf tournament of the season is this weekend too.
Yeah.
So I'm playing, and we have our big Raccoon Champions dinner tonight.
Ooh,
Over at the club, and I got to put on my plaid jacket, my coon hat.
Yeah,
go over there and have some wings and celery, and I'm looking forward to it.
I heard so, all day.
So big.
Very excited. You're very excited.
You can't be happy for me ever.
Well, it's just that you put a lot of emphasis on the things you're doing, and you don't ask others about what they're doing. I asked Carson what he's doing, and he's doing really fun stuff, and you didn't even care.
Well, we'd go to what you're doing, but we got to take a break. But maybe Monday, Tuesday, we'll get to it. All right. Don't forget, Masters is on all weekend.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.